It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day on this beautiful Monday morning. And wow, can you believe we're already in May? So crazy. I got great news for you, though. Tomorrow, legit tomorrow, my new devotional launches. You can pick it up on Amazon, really anywhere you could buy books. So jump on that, guys. Buy a copy of the devotional, and I know you'll be blessed by it. There's no doubt about it. It is just amazing that we got to put a devotional in hard form. And so the people that have gotten pre-copies have loved it. I hear testimonies all the time. So do me a favor and pick that up. Also, leave us a review. Let us know how you're being blessed by the broadcast. We're going to call this one community. We are blessed to be a part of a community of believers. And, you know, especially with our movement, it's, you know, a lot of different churches across America. But I will tell you that community is like, there's a difference between people that are locked in on a healthy community and those that aren't. I could typically look at your life and tell you, you know, because the lie was, well, I go to church. Going to church isn't what we're talking about. It matters, but embracing healthy community matters more. There's nothing like the power of unity in a church. There's nothing like making yourself accountable. There's nothing like going to church. I'm thankful for live stream. I am. There's family members that can tune in. All in all, I really don't promote the live stream too much because that wasn't the point. I remember shortly after I got saved, I woke up on a Sunday morning and I just didn't feel like going to church. I was tired, stayed up really late the night before with Christian friends, right? They're good people. And we're praying and doing good things. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to pass today. I'm just not going to go. But I want to honor the Lord, right? I want to honor the Lord. So I think I'm going to watch something on television, a Christian show on TV. I'll never forget the morning, man. I got my little breakfast. I sat on the couch, had a blanket on. My feet were up. I opened up my television, and I turned it on to the Christian channel we had. And I was really excited to watch, you know, and I was just like, okay, Lord, you know, whatever's on, and I'm going to do it like I was in church, you know. I'm going to do it at 10 a.m. Like I'm at church, and I'm going to honor you. And I'm going to sit there and just do nothing, but I'm going to go to church at home. Well, I was a little late to my home church and finally sat down, turned it on, all ready to go. Got my little bowl of cereal in my lap, turned it on, having church. Now my Bible's near me, right? Come on, I'm trying. And the first thing that man says on the TV, I just want to tell you something right now. I just feel the Lord wants me to stop this broadcast right now. And I got to say something to somebody. If you are watching me on the couch, you know who you are. Your feet's up. You're watching me on the couch. The Lord wants me to tell you to stop, turn this broadcast off and go to church. If any of you are watching this instead of going to your Sunday morning church, shut this TV off. You belong in a community of people that you can see and hug and be a part of and be accountable to. Shut this TV off and go to church. Whoa. Shut this TV off and go to church. I'll tell you what, I was floored. As a young believer, my heart was getting racing. I was like, oh, Lord. And God made something so, so clear to me. That community was really what it was about. We're going to talk more after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
So community was the most important thing, right? It wasn't just, I'm hearing the word today. It was everything that encompasses that. It was hugs. It was connection. It was people in your life being accountable to you. It was somebody saying, how was your day today? How are you doing? It was somebody saying, hey, the Lord put something on my heart I want to talk to you about. It was all the beautiful things that come with community that you're not getting on your couch. And quite frankly, you don't get on live stream. I feel like we've made it this big thing, but the reality is that's not what it was for. You can't get what you need to get from the Lord by watching a live stream. You can't. And I get it. Your evangelists need you to watch their shows to give them money, but that's not what it's for. Church is about community and about accountability. And it's about giving your life to a group of people that are doing the same things and on the same values. Values are so important. I can't stress that enough. Values are the most essential thing you can have. Because when values change, relationships change. And we have been in seasons of our life where you think that somebody has the same values as you, and you're really excited, and you're like going for it, and then you realize those values change. If you're around a community of people that just drink alcohol all the time, and you don't, that's a challenging value, right? You're not going to connect like you should with this person. If you're around people that, you know, allow them to watch and experience things that you know are wrong, that's a values change. It's not going to be the same. You've got to make a decision that you're going to live your life with values. That means the people that have the same beliefs as you. Your coworkers aren't that person, right? They could be. Most likely they're not. And when you value a community, you value church, and not just this religious establishment, but a healthy community of believers, then that's exciting for you. Our children went to a private school this year, and it was pretty far away from our church. But you know what? We've invited, I can think of like almost three families that came. One got saved. Some got really impacted, really influential, powerful people. Because our kid went to church. I mean, yeah, and our kid went to the school. Now our children won't be in the school next year, but even having a school that was like 40 minutes away from our church, we still had families come. Why? Because it's not about building. It's not about engaging heaven. It's not about just, you know, like some business transaction. It's because that's what we do. That's who we are. When you love community and you realize that that is really a thriving part of life, then you submit yourself to that. Do you know how many people I'm very limited on my time. When God brings people in our lives, it's amazing to me how they don't even like it. They're like, it's like a predisposition to not get counsel. People make the craziest moves. They don't seek godly counsel. And then when you're like, why didn't you call me? they're like, oh, I didn't know if that was okay. Or I know you're busy. Or, and I'm like, what are you doing? You've got to change your values and embrace community because it will help you. It will guide you. It will sustain you. So today, it's a reminder to get connected to whatever community you're involved in. Embrace it. Go all in and say yes to what the Lord has for you. You will see so many more breakthroughs in your life, and you'll see promises fulfilled because of it. That's it for today. Just a reminder, get that devotional today off Amazon. We love you. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.